This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than half the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh have left and entered Armenia, setting up a humanitarian crisis. Already more than 66,000 people are in Armenia, and the world is taking notice. Phil Mercer in Sydney says a delegation from Australia is there seeing for themselves.
The lawmakers have described a shortage of humanitarian relief and a sense of fear among those who've been displaced. They're urging Australia and other countries to send more aid and medical supplies. Mark Cure is the New South Wales State Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. He spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation from the town of Goris in Armenia.
We are seeing firsthand, I think, an international crisis unfold. We're seeing hundreds of cars and buses and open-top trucks.
Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with India's External Affairs Minister on Thursday.
It's a pleasure to welcome my friend and colleague, Foreign Minister Jaishankar, here to the State Department, back to Washington. We've had very good discussions over the last weeks, of course, at the G20 in New York at the General Assembly, and I'm looking forward to seeing him this afternoon.
The meeting comes just hours after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was sure U.S. Secretary Blinken would raise the murder of a Sikh separatist leader with his Indian counterpart when the two meet later in the day. India has dismissed Canada's allegations as absurd. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the status of the war and needs of troops. Zelensky said Thursday that Stoltenberg agreed to make efforts to get NATO members to help provide additional air defense systems to protect Ukraine's power plants and energy infrastructure that were badly damaged in attacks by Russia last winter. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kosovo's President Vojislav Osmani has accused Serbia of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend. In an interview with Reuters, she said there is irrefutable evidence.
From the involvement of people of Lista Srpska to the weapons that actually were produced and brought by Serbia to the territory of Kosovo illegally, to the trainings by the military of Serbia of these criminals who carried out the attack, to the use of cars that actually belonged to the Ministry of Interior of Serbia, and to the hiding of these terrorists now in the territory of Serbia.
Serbia denies any involvement. The shooting has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which declared independence from Serbia in 2008. The U.S. base in Antarctica has been hit by harassment claims as workers are banned from buying alcohol at bars. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The changes at McMurdo Station come as concerns grow that sexual misconduct has been allowed to flourish there. The ban was placed by the National Science Foundation that oversees the research program. However, the NSF told the AP the changes involving alcohol were related to morale and welfare at the base and were not aimed at preventing sexual harassment or assault. Although alcohol will still be accessible to the workers, the policy shift could prove significant because the bars have been central to social life in the isolated environment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for the victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says grief-stricken mourners attended a packed memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Hamdaniyeh as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people and wounding 14. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in the Hiran region or the two earlier attacks where no casualties were reported. Somalia faced frequent attacks by the country's Al-Qaeda affiliate, the militant group Al-Shabaab. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.